Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It is a gray, drizzly day today, and it's going to be that way for most of the day. Maybe some sun around 3, 4 o'clock, something like that. But highs only in the upper 50s, and that is going to be right before sunset. So it will be chilly today. Then tomorrow, highs not as warm as, well, if you want to call it warm, a little chillier than it was today. That'd be a better way to say it. Cloudy highs of 54. 54 for a high on Wednesday with a 50% chance for showers. Likewise on Friday. And then Friday rather warms up a little bit, highs of 67. Then Saturday, this is where it turns cold. The Saturday and Sunday, not too cold. Highs in the 60s with a 70% chance for showers, clouds on Sunday. I'm not trying to get too far ahead of ourselves here, but next week they got some cold weather coming. And we're talking about freeze precautions, probably both sure. So you might want to start preparing yourself now so you are not out there, as most of us are, with a flashlight in our teeth or around our head trying to tape everything up and protect everything the night before the freeze. January is National Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, and prevention is everything. And detection, early detection and prevention is everything when it comes to this. So we thought we'd talk to Dr. Donna Williams, Associate Dean for Public Health Practice and Community Engagement at LSU Health New Orleans. Good morning, Dr. Williams. How are you?
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here. You know, we want every woman to understand that cervical cancer, no woman has to get cervical cancer, much less die from it. So I'm really happy to be spreading that message.
That's why we wanted you to come on, because is this something that, I hate to say, flies beneath the radar, but maybe doesn't have the awareness that it should?
Yeah, I mean, we see breast cancer events constantly, and we see less and less around cervical cancer, which, again, is a little concerning, given that we want women to understand that they do not ever have to get cervical cancer. We've got great tools to keep that from ever happening.
How common is it, and what are some of the symptoms of it?
Well, symptoms... We may not get symptoms until it's pretty far progressed. So we don't want to even get to that point where we're talking about symptoms. But they can be pain, bleeding, things like that. As far as common, cervical cancer has been one of the leading causes of death in women, young women worldwide. But again, now that we have those great tools, we're seeing less and less of it. But we actually have the capability to eliminate cervical cancer.
Tell me about screenings. Who should get screened for this?
Women should start getting their screenings at age 21 and have those discussions with your physician. There are a lot of different ways to get screening. Most women are familiar with the Pap test, but there's also a swab test that can be done to check the cells. And now for women that don't really want to get in the stirrups or are having difficulty finding a gynecologist in Louisiana because we do have a shortage, the FDA has approved self-collection in the office. So a woman can go in the bathroom, collect the cells herself, and put the swab in a little tube and give it to her doctor and have it tested that way.
What age, doctor, should screening begin?
21.
21. And what kind of progress has been made, I guess, in terms of prevention?
Well, we have had the HPV vaccine for over a decade, and it's very safe. It's extremely effective. Scotland recently did a study where they looked back since they started vaccination in their national health system, and they have actually literally had zero cases of cervical cancer among the vaccinated. So it is an extremely effective vaccine, and it is extremely safe. That vaccine is recommended at about age 11 or 12, along with the other vaccines in that age group. And you can do catch-up vaccines at least through age 26. But if you're older than that, discuss it with your primary care physician. There may be indications for you to do a catch-up vaccine with that.
When you said we don't want to talk about symptoms, and I understand that about the importance of early screening and detection, but let's talk about when we come back, precancerous conditions, the way you detect those and treat them, and also about maybe we can eliminate this type of cancer. Can you expand on that? We're talking to Dr. Donna Williams, Associate Dean for Public Health Practice and Community Engagement at LSU Health New Orleans. We do have a lot of lady listeners, and we also want the gentlemen to be aware of what's going on as it relates to Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, so maybe you can pass the message along, too. The lady in your life, or maybe even daughter if she's over 21. 720 traffic now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Monday morning, January 13th. Streets are wet. Be safe, please, and it's going to be chilly all day. Dr. Donna Williams is our guest, Associate Dean for Public Health Practice and Community Engagement at LSU Health New Orleans. January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, and we're talking about the importance of screenings and advancement in treatments and new research. Doctor, before we continue the conversation, is there a website where women can go to find out more about everything?
Yes. They can go to louisianacancer.org, and they can even find on there information on how they can get some assistance with accessing screening.
So when it comes to precancerous conditions and treatment, how effective is that?
Well, the wonderful thing about the two tests that we have for cervical cancer is they also detect the conditions that would lead to cervical cancer. So it's amazing that we can detect these things before they ever become cancer, when they may be leading up to cancer. And then if we detect it that way, what we call precancerous conditions, the treatment is quick and easy in the doctor's office, and the woman, again, never has to get cervical cancer.
Let's talk about the HPV virus it is, and vaccinations and the importance of that. Doctor, if we can, please.
Sure. We know that cervical cancer is caused pretty much completely by a virus that just about everybody gets. And this is a shout out to our guys out there as well, because the HPV vaccine is for men as well, because the HPV causes a number of cancers. And so we know that the vaccine is extremely effective. It's two doses, 1 year apart. And so we want to get those early on in adolescence, when the immune system is primed and ready to fight that off, and we can prevent a whole group of cancers with that vaccine.
Who should get that vaccine, Doc? At what age?
Boys and girls at 11 to 12, but there's a catch-up period if they miss it during that. The catch-up is recommended through age 26, and there are some people, have a chat with your primary care physician, because even after 26, you may be benefiting from the vaccine.
Is there an age at which women don't, or men don't, have to worry about the HPV virus?
Well, just about everybody is going to be exposed to the virus in their lifetime. So there isn't a cutoff when you're no longer exposed to the virus. So for women, we want to continue getting those tests, one of those two tests. And the good news is it's only once every 3 to 5 years now for most women. So we do want to continue getting those at least through age 65.
Any final thoughts, Dr. Williams?
I just want to encourage every woman. It's not the worst thing. And now with new tools that we have and the self-collection in the office to keep up with those tests, we don't want to see anybody have to go through chemo, have to go through radiation surgery for cervical cancer. We want you to live a long, happy life.
Amen. And the website one more time, Doctor?
LouisianaCancer.org.
Thank you. Appreciate your time, Donna Williams, Associate Dean for Public Health Practice and Community Engagement at LSU Health New Orleans, January Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. So take the necessary precautions. We take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Time for Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa. We take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. 7:30 on the button. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.